Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Sean Stone is on the phone. I just realized how that rhymes, and I should have known that a long time ago. You've been on so many years. But anyway, Sean's on the phone and joins us this morning to tell us what's happening at Area Stages and Screens. On Area Stages and Screens, he is the arts editor of Metroland, which is out on stands now. And it's always a pleasure to welcome Sean to the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. Well, tell us about the big movie last week over the weekend was Big Hero 6. This is the Disney spectacular. What'd you think?
There were some things about it I really liked. Mainly the robot. the main character is a robot named Baymax, and the whole thing is he's a big puffy robot. He's made of vinyl, and he's sort of a helper medical robot, and he's very funny, and he's voiced by Scott Adsit, who was, you know, the producer on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
And it's just a really interesting creation, really entertaining. The settings are inventive, you know, the sort of the way they sort of designed this world, which is sort of a mashup of San Francisco and Tokyo, is pretty interesting. But it's based on a Marvel property, and there's a snotty teenager who comes along, and he turns the robot into a battle bot, and it becomes a superhero movie, and I just wanted to bang my forehead on the seat back in front of me. but the kids love it, so it's not for me.
Okay, I'll give you that. I've heard varying things about it, Well, I was trying to formulate my thought here, but the movie that it was supposed to be, it was from the same crew that did, what was the other Disney movie about being in the video game?
Oh,
I'll find out. Anyway.
Tron?
No, I'll figure it out. And I was just thinking, it was a recent film, and I thought, well, you know what, I really didn't like that one, so I wonder if I'll like this one, so we'll see.
Well, the funny thing about this is I saw a trailer for this like probably 8 months or, you know, however long ago it was, and it was this one scene in the movie that's really funny with the robot and the teenager, and they're at a police station, and the robot's battery is winding down, and it's just really comically inventive, and I saw that, and I thought, this might be interesting, and then I see the movie, I'm like, that's the best scene in the movie.
Yeah, and Wreck-It Ralph was what I was thinking of.
Wreck-It Ralph,
Wreck-It
yeah.
Ralph, yeah. Okay, so that is out there. It is. It'll make a gazillion dollars because people need things to do with their children when they're home during the holidays. So,
yes, they do.
With that in mind, we move on to other things for the rest of us to do while we're alone for the holidays. What should we do this week? Beginning
tonight at
yes.
The Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's the great Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, we heard him earlier this week talk to Alan. It should be a great time. He has a lot of appearances in our region.
Yes, yes. And this is, so you should try to get one of them in.
You have no excuse.
No. And then tomorrow night, Friday, at the Egg, it's Hiromi the Trio Project. Hiromi is a jazz pianist, but that sort of boxes her in. She is actually one of the most crazy, instrumentalists I've ever seen. I mean, she's sort of on the Keith Emerson level of intense. She doesn't stab her piano, but you know, it's that kind of thing. It's jazz, progressive right. rock, fusion. She has a pretty rabid following too, so that should be fun.
Okay.
And also Friday night at MPAC in the Studio 2, it's the Mivos Quartet. They're going to be performing the premiere of Eric Wobble's Being Time for string quartet and music, and I think it's recorded sound, something like that. So that should be interesting.
That's tomorrow night.
Saturday night at Proctor's, it's the Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan. It's going to be doing dog demonstrations. One thing I thought was interesting, there's a note on the Proctor's press release and on their website, leave your own dogs at home. He has stage dogs. Don't try to sneak your dog in and get, like, a free consultation or something.
Right. That's not going to happen.
No.
Okay.
Also Saturday night, the Capitol Chamber Artists will be performing on period instruments at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Albany. The program includes Bach, Schumann, and Massenet. Taking it back, I put these two together because they're both sort of family theater events. Saturday morning at the Egg, it's Lily's Purple Plastic Purse, part of the Family Wonders series. And then Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's Pinkalicious the Musical, which is a Park Playhouse production. They do those summer great summer shows right. in Albany. And it's about a little girl who eats too many pink cupcakes.
Oh, well, certainly this.
Yeah, she turns pink. It's bad.
Pinkalicious.
She learns about nutrition, apparently. And then Sunday night and the main stage at Proctor's, it's the Steve Miller Band.
That's exciting.
You don't really need to add anything else at this point.
Okay, yeah.
It's Steve Miller.
Enough said.
He's doing what he's doing. Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's one of the great early Martin Scorsese films, Mean Streets. Harvey Keitel, De Niro, great cameo by a couple of Carradine brothers. It's really good.
Good stuff.
And then Tuesday night at the Upstate Concert Hall, it's Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist from the Smiths.
Wow. Okay.
And then we've got four new movies. Beyond the Lights is a romantic drama from the director of Love and Basketball, which you may remember from like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, wow, we know.
And then, speaking of quite a while ago, Dumb and Dumber 2, T.O.,
which I have to say did make me laugh when I first saw it.
Actually, the funniest thing I've seen is the movie schedule came in from one of the local theaters, and they had mistakenly called it Dumb and Dumberer 2, which references, you know, the sequel without Carrie. And
yes, yeah. that's cool. I like that too.
Yeah, so it's you know, two of the dumbest characters ever put on screen are back, Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey.
There we go.
And then on a serious note, we have Jon Stewart's debut film as a director, Rosewater, with Gael Garcia Bernal as a journalist in Iran. And then there is Whiplash, which is a drama set in a music conservatory, and J.K. Simmons, who we know from a million great performances on TV, is getting a lot of Oscar buzz for his performance as an intense, demanding teacher.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see him, you know, take a lead role, you know.
Something where you can really
giving such great, you know, support to everyone else. It'll be fun to see him in a lead.
Spread his wings and stop doing insurance commercials.
Yeah.
All of that sounds good. You can find out more by going to metroland.net, metroland.net. And Sean is with us each and every week telling us what is happening. Sean, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner on WAMC.